This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 11th. God's word for you today is Unshakable Presence. Our scripture reading is taken from Samuel 16, verse 11, and it says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." Since it is your time of favor, not only will you experience forced favor, generational wealth transfer, and now you the cap fit, custom-made promotion, you will experience the showing of blessing. Psalm 23 verse 5 says, "You prepare a feast table for me in the presence of my enemies." God has fed people in different ways before. God has fed people with manna, same food morning and night, but it is God's provision. God has fed people with ravens, bringing bread and meat twice a day. 1 Kings 17. Please read. How much food can ravens bring? God has fed people by providing a meal on a table. God does not have to set a table to feed you, but God has chosen to set a table before you, and that is a big difference. The kind of person that sets a table before you determines the kind of things that can be on the table set before you. If your cousin, who is just fresh out of the university, says he is going to set a table before you, you will be honored and you will go, right? But you can almost know what will be on that table, even though he has prospects. If your billionaire friend says, because you're a great person, he just wants to sit down and listen to you talk for 30 minutes to glean from your wisdom, he is inviting you for a buffet in your honor. What will be on the table? Let's just say there are tables and there are tables. Then when the creator of the universe says, he will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies, the table of your billionaire friend will look worse than that of your cousin's table. The problem is that we are trying to do things by ourselves. We are trying to show off by ourselves. God is telling you today to quit doing that and let him show you off. God is telling us today to let him set the table, and guess what? He is going to invite those enemies to come and watch. If you receive that, say amen. And when he does, because you are his child, he expects you to be humble about it. The truth is that you cannot know you are humble if you have nothing to be humble about. He that is in poverty and says he is humble, how do you know he is really humble? However, when God set a table before you and you can invest it lavishly into his kingdom, such that you single-handedly pay the bills for building projects for your local church, when you are like that, you still go to church and you do not insist on sitting next to pastor, you are humble. God will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Since it is your time for favor, you will never walk alone. Psalm 23 verse 6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And because it is your time for favor, you will never walk alone. Let us pray. Father, thank you for setting a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and thank you because I will never walk alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.